Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Lawing coming at you with the His Five as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Today we're going to talk about the word mundane. You know, so something that's not necessarily good, it's not necessarily bad, it's just mundane. It's in the middle. And the verse that we'll start with today is Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So, you know, life has some bad days. Life also has some good days, but most of life seems to be regular days. And some of us, I know myself, can veer off course a little bit during good times. Some of us can veer off course during bad times, but some of us can lose focus during the mundane times. And mundane is defined as lacking interest or excitement. So think about this. Do you ever have days that lack interest or excitement? Maybe a run-of-the-mill Tuesday, 1 o'clock. It just lacks that excitement. Do you ever feel like your life in general as a whole is lacking interest or excitement? And I know I've had seasons where I have felt that. Sometimes I do things that seem pointless. They seem boring. They seem like a waste of time. But in those times, it's important for us to shift our perspective a little. Because as new creations, children of God, recipients of eternal life, we are a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. You got to think that everything we do has a purpose. And we begin to shift our perspective on that. It's easy to cut corners. It's very easy to do things without full effort sometimes. It's easy to let those small, mundane things go by without appreciating them. However, God tells us in Scripture to do everything as if we were working for Him and not for man. And you got to think, God's given us life today. He's given us a purpose today. He's blessed us with the ability to do His will today. So let's not cut the corners. Let's embrace the good, the bad, and the mundane. And we don't want to let the monotony of success suck the life out of us. We want to embrace it. Because those who master the little things, the mundane things, are ready for the big things. And after all, our master is not one of this world. He is in heaven. And as we close out thinking about the mundane, the boring, and how that has purpose, how we can bring passion to it, I want to leave you with a final verse, Colossians 3:23-24. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. So don't work just to get by. Don't do the main mundane things just because you feel like you're supposed to. God says work like everything. You want to work at it like you're serving your master in heaven, not on this earth. So get after it today. Blast through the mundane and go get them with a purpose and a passion today. We will see you next time.